Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us here at the Center of the Universe. We're supposed to go, some music is supposed to be playing right now, and it's not. Huh. Okay, that didn't quite work out. Anyway, that song that you heard just a little bit of a song that's called If We Worked for Hate, We'd Be Dead by Now. Blue Shift will give us some insight to this song here in a minute. Anyway, as you can see, guys, this is just a practice show once again to get ready for things to come here at Center of the Universe. You'd like to call in sometimes, 347-637-1980. Blue Shift and I sat down to start this journey about a year ago. First of all, it's going to take a lot of commitment, time, yada, 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 and the right platform. We did some test shows, and didn't know Blog Talk Radio was where we wanted to be eventually. After doing test shows, they have modified and made things so much better for us, other than that intro, which we got to get the kinks worked out on that. But anyway, we will be going back to two-hour shows. Thanks for all the comments, responses from people that I ran into on the street, emails. I want to thank friends like Robert Brock, Tracy Gosney-Lee, just to name a few, that are excited about what we're doing. So one thing that we'll be doing is there'll be some more day shows, along with some night shows, kind of do a combination of both so we can try to see where we need to focus our attention and see where we're getting more viewers, more calling, and more interaction here in Oklahoma. As you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma is the center of the universe. And like I said, there's so many things that people want to talk about. I mean, everywhere we go that I run into, they want us to get back on. And we're back on Blog Talk Radio. We start two-hour shows this weekend. My cousin Richard Gerlach wants to talk about underground guillotines that are all over the country. That's a first. Just got back from Branson. Huge fortress there of underground tunnels. Why are people not talking about Kyler Isom? Why is it getting blacked out? Still Nibiru, and of course, the Anunnaki, and so much more. The Blog Talk Radio is where we're going to be. Our commitment is to Blog Talk Radio and the show, and to mainly our listeners here in Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of commitment. Got a new studio. We're actually offered to go to do a show at a radio station in Oklahoma City. I was invited by a member of MUFON to go to a radio station in Oklahoma City to do the show. 2-hour drive for me. And this is the hour that we feel it best to reach our viewers for more reasons than just one, trust me. But anyway, I'm excited about what's coming out. By the way, once a year, besides doing different shows at different times, guys, it takes a lot of time to do these shows. I run a company during the day, and, you know, we're not going to pay for this. And that's fine. This is a hobby. We absolutely enjoy it. It does take money to fund this. So later this spring, we are going to have a fundraiser. We're going to take donations for a weekend coming up this spring to help this keep going and to be connected on intellectual levels, discussions about whatever we want to talk about, because this is a free country and we still have freedom of speech. With that being said, Blue Shift.
Yes.
What is going on? Tell me what, you know, so many people talk to us about, and you talk to so many people about shows, the content is there. There's so much content that we have to stay focused on our main ones, but my God, I am so excited about all my emails and the people that contact me that like what we're doing. By the way, we've had over 3,000 listeners, and we have really just now got to a point where we're really ready to get started on this project full time. We did practice shows, thought about going to a different website to do the show, maybe even different type of media. This is where we want to be. And joining me on this ride is my co-host, Blue Ship. What's on your mind? First of all, two things that I was excited about yesterday, two Big Bang theories. OU beat OSU, enjoyed that. Went to OSU, CSU, UCL, OU, but I'm a Sooner fan. Glad for the outcome. That, and there was an earthquake outside of Edmond. You're out of Oklahoma City. Did you feel the earthquake?
I heard about it. Actually, my grandparents were just talking about it as well.
Yeah.
So,
did they have to check
out
their house?
No. We got a lot of clay around where we're at, so we don't really feel anything. And we've had plenty of rain, so.
Yeah.
You know.
4.5 is pretty good size, you know.
Yeah, for Oklahoma, that's getting up there now.
Well, I went to the website a while ago where, what is it, USGS for Earthquake, the Hazard Program, that website. You know, it's kind of funny because you look at names and it's like Columbia, Indonesia, and then you see Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yep. Well, there's definitely going to be some shaking here in Oklahoma, and You know, Ron and I, we are going to be doing some shaking ourselves. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll start off with the quote of the day.
Go ahead.
And
I
think that this one's really fitting, and I'm going to explain to you exactly why, and exactly why that specific song that I chose.
I apologize. I don't know why that. I'll have to call them tomorrow and figure out what's going on with that music. We still got some music issues. But the title of this song is, If It Weren't for Hate, We'd Be Dead By Now. Why did you want to start the show with that song?
Well, that is a song sung by the Lost Prophets. And if you look what happened to that band after what they told you in all of their songs, all right, now look at the way that they put together their album structure and everything like that for their releases that they put together, and you look what happened to them in the end.
What happened?
Because of, the singer was defaced and forced by the British to basically admit to heinous acts and heinous crimes. To discredit everything he said to you. You know, that is the lengths some of these people will go. To take over our planet. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're warmongering wretches. And they should be treated as such. You know, no mercy, no quarter. That's what they that's how they act, that's how they should be treated. You know, quite frankly, I'm not going to tolerate it, especially coming over here to my country, telling us, you know, that we have no freedom and no rights because they make the laws so. And that leads me to the quote of the day.
Okay.
If a law is unjust, a man is not only right to disobey it, he is obligated to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you think for a second. Who gave that quote?
Yeah, really?
Well, Thomas Jefferson, one of our original founding fathers, gave that quote.
One of my ancestors, according to Ancestry.com.
The thing about this is, you know, and the reason I say that specifically is, you know, because, you know, we're an alternative show. We cover topics that no one else will cover. The specific reason I chose the specific reason I chose this is because there exists a law that fines and imprisons American citizens for communication and interaction with alien beings. It is a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. And it is a federal law. I do not have available to me the specific United States code available to me right now, but it does exist.
What's the law?
The law is that if you communicate or interact with an alien being, it is punishable by a $1,000 fine and up to a year in prison.
Are there people sitting in jail for that right now?
What's that?
Are there people in jail for that very reason right now?
There are some that have done that in the past.
Really?
They tend to be done in areas where the judiciary is 100% Christian. And they tend to, they tended to originally when it first came out, if they weren't like the judiciary and the jury wasn't really religiously offended, then what the courts ended up doing was claiming that they had a mental health defect, and then they omitted the evidence that they brought forward that they actually were communicating with an alien race in public. They were basically defaced. Okay?
I'm going to research it this week, see if I can find a case and read it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people going around saying, oh, well, there's my labs, which is like, I guess people seem to think that the military does experiments on people against their will. And then it has a lot to do with like alien hybridization and all that, but you're not looking at people who represent you as the government. They are their own entity that proclaims that they are a part of the government, and they are not people who decided to be public servants. They are not. All right.
Yeah.
They are completely detached from your economy, your society, your money. They are completely independent.
Yeah.
And they do whatever they want to do. Right? They're not representative of your government at all. At least here in the United States.
You got to be careful where you're getting your information from, the sources. Even you cannot take things for face value. You have got to dig and dig. Anybody can get a Vista print and put out a card, put up a website. Anybody can.
Yeah, even if it seems like it's just so new and so let's say alien information, all right, that it's got to be the truth because it's so radically different and it justifies, the answers you want. All right, doesn't mean it's true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A case in point, something that I'm currently dealing with. I'm going to cover this in another show more completely. I'll give you the basics, okay?
Uh-huh.
Everything that the intelligence guys collect, okay, goes to a central location and normally ends up with the Central Intelligence Agency. That's why it's called the Central Intelligence Agency, and there's like 17 of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes to one location.
Okay.
And you can even pinpoint this location from time to time because the servers melt down and there's a fire and then it all goes out. Case in point, recently there was a thing about the NSA data center. Certain servers burned down, and then and they were all fried. That's a good example. What happened there, basically, was they collected the information, and then the Archons took the information and then destroyed it so that the intelligence agencies that were potentially fighting against them couldn't do anything about it. And that's what really happened, okay? You know, I mean, there could be given many different examples of what they want you to think happened, you know, they being any party other than someone who's going to tell you the truth. But that's what happened, all right? Anything that the intelligence agencies collect, anything that they know, the Archons know. And so there's a never-ending battle between the intelligence agencies and the Archons.
Goes way back.
Yep, and from the beginning, because just like they created the framework for the Masonic and Illuminated orders, okay, they also created all the framework for the intelligence agencies throughout the world, not just the United States. Remember that, not just the United States. The other countries, however, for the most part, have taken care of that, all right? For the most part.
Right.
There are some that are in complete control of the Archons. Like, for example, the Vatican is a good example, and that should be obvious.
Okay.
They're not going to let them go. They're going to keep the Catholic groups under complete control as long as they can,
right?
And ensure disinformation from the get-go. Now, disinformation campaigns can really get complicated, you know, whether a human does it or an alien. And the thing is that certain disinformation campaigns can last a very long time with alien races that participate in a higher form of war. I refer to you the Marvel movie The Avengers, where you know they're in that carrier and they're basically saying Thor, you know, someone who's from Earth basically, but another dimension is
right.
Well, you know, this just demonstrates that, you know, to the cosmos that you're ready for a higher, Earth is prepared for a higher form of war. Well, the higher form of war, it's, at its core, is not divide and conquer. That's basic shit, all right? Just basic physical shit. What a higher form of war is with most aliens is attack from within, as far from within as possible, and attack the mind. Because that's about as far as you can go, other than the soul, you know, corrupting the soul.
Right.
And then there are some aliens, such as the Archons, that do it.
Yeah.
They've been at it for so long, and so many incarnations of a soul, that they are capable of twisting it.
Okay, two things real quick. First of all, one thing is China, boy, they sure are making some moves on the moon, and they're going to probably end up having bases on the moon. The United States has just went to sleep on the moon. It's up there every night, and China is, whoever controls space is going to control Earth.
No. That's absolutely incorrect. No one will control the moon, and no one will rule space. Let me tell you something. The moon, with the current dynamic that's going on, the moon will damn be destroyed. All right, you know, unless the Archons are eliminated and ousted and uprooted, because the Archons are sitting on top of the moon. They're there, and they, you know, every time we went to the moon, the Archons ran the show there, okay? They're just blended in to the surface.
Have you noticed the push, though, of the way that they're saying China's going after the moon, and you're hearing a lot of that, so I brought it up?
Well, China, yeah, well, there is, China is really going to try and push it for their, for advanced weapons, let's put it that way. And, you know, I applaud them on their efforts, you know, because the rifles and swords are great, you know, against something that's already here, but not against something that's coming in.
Yeah,
you know, and anyone in any country really that's pushing for that super super advanced weapons technology,
right?
You know, you should support them, not say, oh, right, they're going to attack us. They're going to attack. Well, maybe they will attack us, but then again,
go ahead.
But you know, I mean, in the end, if they do attack us, you know, we're the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they can't exactly win.
Right.
No one can win against us. Why do you think the British are still at it after 200 years?
Real quick, one thing we're going to do, start doing the two-hour shows. We will have breaks at 30 minutes per show to do just that, these things right here. To let you know, the call-in number is 347-637-1980. There's also an interactive chat. If you go to the show blogtalkradio.com, search Center of the Universe, go to this current show. There is a chat platform there for those who do not want to call in. Also, questions for the show, you can go to the Facebook at blogtalkradio.com, Center of the Universe. Also, our email, centerofTheUniverse2013. Excuse me, at Outlook.com, at Center of the Universe 2013, at Outlook.com. Please send any questions, answers even. Hey, listen, it's all about you, the show. I'm just the host, and we need all your help, all your listeners. You are the key to helping us all out, and it's communication, which is still present today. I force people to talk to me. Trust me, when I'm out in public, and for the most part, most people will talk back. Still got some, you know, people still don't want to talk to people, but I still believe communication is the key and that everybody likes to hear their own voice, and everybody loves the subject we are talking about. Was listening to some people last night, Blue Shift, and here was their theory, or here's what they were discussing. Would you, A, would you be surprised that all of a sudden that there's aliens in the sky here to visit and communicate, or B, would you like advance notice that they will be here in about a month? Which one would you prefer? Which one's scarier? Which one's more sense to you? Which one bothers you? Which one do you like?
Well, I'm definitely with, you need an advanced warning because, the lack of ability to process creates a reaction rather than a response. And, you know, the IQ drops when you're afraid or angry and your ability to solve problems. It's a well-known fact, and there is no argument. You need a chance or everything will fall apart. No one will follow any of these plans to save you, except the complicit ones, and they will all be slaves because they will not refuse or resist any of the potential New World Order ideas because they will be focused on survival.
Okay, I'll be devil's advocate. I get a memo. I go on the Internet, and it says, get ready, next Thursday, aliens will be here to visit you. What would be your plan? What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah. What should most people do?
Well, most people, I'm not really included in that group, but, because the preface just doesn't apply to me. But, let's put it this way. What would I do if it did apply to me? Let's see.
Exactly.
I would probably, you know, get all my guns together and assume that I'm going to fight them with a gun.
Really?
You know, and that they want to attack me, and they want to burn me down, because that's what I've been conditioned to understand.
Yeah, they're saying we're not violent. We won't even have guns. We just want to visit.
It doesn't matter. Everyone will have a fear-based response because of the media. The media has portrayed alien invasions for quite a while. Whether it's true or not, it's irrelevant. When they're dealing with an alien, the first alien they see, they're going to assume they're here to burn them down, and that's just how it's going to be. And it requires a complete redefining of how the aliens think.
Okay.
And you know, this is the best I can gather. Look at these little creatures running around. They're so confused. You know, that's funny. It's worth recording. And you know, this would make a good reality television show.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. At least a lot of them, most of them maybe. It's going to be a good show. When aliens show up on Earth, you know, some aliens just want to record it and not be seen. And by some I mean most. They want to see it. It's going to be entertaining to them.
Right.
They're going to enjoy it. And just like you enjoy going to see a horror movie and be terrified. And maybe that's why they call us Terrans. We produce a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And actually, that brings me to one of my other things is, you know, fuck gray aliens. Not the small ones, the tall ones.
Right, those bastards.
Yeah. The small ones are literally afraid of us. You know, I saw some little small ones. You know, sometimes they come in my house and stuff, and they hide in the corner. But when I look at them, they're looking right back at me from the shadows, and you can tell they're afraid. They're afraid. They literally come here and look at me. When I notice them, they get afraid. Why? Because I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. You know, I don't know. You know, based on the imagery I'm getting, I don't know. Just because he's a small little gray alien doesn't mean he's my friend. I don't know that. There are so many different kinds of aliens.
We got a minute left. First of all, before we close the show, what are we going to talk about Friday night? And also, why are they blocking out Kyle Hyson? Nobody's talking about it. They'll see pictures. When I was in college, me and my girlfriend waited in line. We went somewhere in Oklahoma City to an observatory. We must have waited in line for 3 hours to get a peek at a comet. Why the blackout? It's crazy. And then what are we talking about Friday night?
We'll continue this. Aliens and what they think of us, or at least what I think some of them think of us. And we'll also cover more government and intelligence agencies and fear. Because, you know, and how it intermingles with these guys. And I think it's really important that people realize who's really on their side and who's really against them. Because I know.
I'll see the universe. For now, we got to go. We will be back soon. Probably do another practice show tonight or tomorrow night. Gear it up for Friday nights. Back to the center of the universe this week.